Australian PM. Blanket ban on gambling ads in Australia unlikely. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has indicated that a nationwide prohibition on gambling advertising is unlikely, arguing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce in practice. His remarks come at a time when the government is under growing pressure to tighten gambling regulations following recommendations from a wide-ranging review into family, domestic, and sexual violence. Albanese told ABC News that one of the main challenges with an outright ban would be the risk of gambling activity shifting to offshore platforms. He explained that if gamblers turned to operators outside Australian jurisdiction, there would be no revenue returning to the country, and the move would fail to address the core problems associated with gambling harm. Albanese also pointed out that technological advances have complicated the ability of governments to control or monitor gambling activity, particularly online. The Prime Minister emphasized that while the government is considering recommendations from the recent review, it must find solutions that are workable and enforceable. He highlighted that reforms have already been implemented, including the introduction of laws banning the use of credit cards for online betting. That measure, which was legislated in 2023, came into effect during the middle of 2024, forming part of the government's broader strategy to reduce gambling-related harm. The review that prompted renewed calls for stricter gambling laws was commissioned after a rise in domestic violence incidents led to an emergency cabinet session in May. The report, led by Commissioner Michaela Cronin, urged a comprehensive response to issues of violence and abuse, and included strong recommendations on alcohol and gambling regulation. Among the measures suggested were a ban on gambling advertisements, stricter controls on gaming machines, and tighter rules for the online betting sector. The panel concluded that gambling and alcohol operators had not taken sufficient responsibility for the role their industries play in exacerbating social harms, including domestic abuse. The report also linked these industries to broader concerns about the influence of adult content and the exposure of young people to potentially harmful materials, such as pornography. The findings have fueled demands for the government to act more decisively on gambling reform. Full ad ban not justified. Despite the pressure, Albanese stopped short of endorsing a full advertising ban. He reiterated that ministers are still examining the recommendations and that the government will issue a formal response in the coming months. He stressed that while significant reforms are under consideration, the emphasis remains on implementing measures that can deliver real reductions in harm without creating unintended consequences. Crossbench parliamentarians and advocacy groups remain vocal in their push for a comprehensive prohibition on gambling advertising. However, the government appears more inclined toward partial restrictions rather than a total ban. This approach reflects an attempt to balance public health concerns with the realities of enforcement and the influence of industry stakeholders. Industry lobbying is expected to play a major role in shaping the eventual policy. Analysts have noted that the Labor government avoided major reforms in the lead-up to the federal election earlier this year, amid speculation that it did not want to risk a confrontation with gambling interests. That hesitation appears to continue, as ministers weigh both public expectations and political consequences. Nevertheless, Albanese's latest comments underscore that reform remains firmly on the government's agenda, even if the shape of future measures is still uncertain. While the government resists calls for a complete advertising ban, ongoing debate suggests that further regulation is likely, particularly as ministers respond to the findings of the recent review.